So, to review, leaves can be arranged as alternate, opposite, or whorled, as illustrated on the right side of this slide. However, we also need to look at the composition of the leaf, because not all leaves have just one blade. Leaves that are made up of several blades, or leaflets, are called compound leaves. Look at the illustrations in the box. In the upper left, you'll see the simple, single-bladed leaf we're familiar with so far. Below it is a single leaf that has multiple leaflets arranged along the stem in a fishbone sort of pattern. This is called a pinnately compound leaf. How many leaflets does this pinnately compound leaf have? If you answered 7, you're correct. Contrast this to the leaf in the lower right. Notice how its 5 leaflets all emanate from a central point. This is called a palmately compound leaf. The situation can get even more complicated, however. In the top right is an example of a bipinnately compound leaf. The illustration is of just one leaf, but it has many leaflets, and there are 2 orders of branching before the leaflets are attached. 1 and 2. The leaflets are attached on the second division of the leaf's rachis or midvein, so it's called a bipinnately compound leaf, or sometimes people call it twice pinnately compound.